Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got him for about 15 minutes, maybe less, because of votes coming up. Congressman Ron Paul needs no introduction. Globally now recognized as the true leader of the liberty movement against collectivism and corruption. We've got a host of questions for him. Sir, gold is exploding. Silver is exploding right now. The Federal Reserve is monetizing now 70% of the debt. The dollar is plunging. Everything you've talked about is beginning to unfold. OPEC's talking about $200 a barrel oil. Is this the big event you've been talking about that we're beginning to see come into view?
Well, it's huge, and it has started, and whether it comes about and really is identified as the big event, and everybody recognizes it within the next 30 days or so, I'm not positive. But I believe it is the beginning, but it's been going on. You know, you and others have been talking about commodity prices going up, but even Greenspan today had talk. He said, hey, we better keep an eye on this inflation, you know. But what he fails to see, as so many others fail to see, is inflation is when they print the money and create the credit out of thin air, and then the price increases come afterwards. So we've known there's been inflation. Now we're just looking for the bad results. So, yes, this is big, and that surge in gold today is a big issue. Today I was talking to staff, but I didn't say the price of gold was up. I said, well, the dollar was just further devalued, you know, against gold, which is the ultimate test. Devaluation's not good for anybody.
But when you grill Bernanke monthly in the banking committee, he almost sometimes does laugh when you talk about inflation. He acts like it's no issue, but the head of Walmart says that inflation is going to be very serious.
Well, I think it's further along than we realize. If you probably have seen the stories about how the retail people are fooling the people for a while. At least they try, you know, to make the bottles a little smaller and put 15 ounces in a bag instead of 16 ounces and, you know, just cutting corners. But that is not the solution to inflation. The solution to inflation is not having a Federal Reserve run by somebody like Bernanke.
Shifting gears into the war, Obama didn't even approach Congress for even a flimsy authorization of force. I mean, that's clearly impeachable, but you've pointed out Bush did similar things. But, I mean, shouldn't even if Obama is a puppet congressman, shouldn't we move for congressional hearings to talk about these new wars that are being launched?
Well, it would be nice, but I think that we should have been doing this and demanding that we meet our responsibilities in the Congress 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, every day it's less and less. You know, I was thinking about this government close down. You know, one of the downside of this, or at least we come out with the truth, let's say we close the government down, but and Congress no longer is functioning, and the government is not functioning, so to speak. But you know what? Government's going to continue to function. Do you think the regulators aren't going to regulate? Do you think the Fed's not going to print money? Do you think they're not going to bail out people? I mean, what it would point out is that Congress is truly irrelevant. You know, we've known it's been irrelevant with the war issue, but, you know, that would be, you know, a mixed blessing. It would point out the truth, but it would also indicate that we're in bad shape because Congress doesn't have much to say about what's going on.
Congressman, does this not set the clearest precedent ever? Under globalism, one world government, even Fox News has made that point, that the president then took orders from the UN in less than 48 hours, launched the bombardment of Libya.
Yeah, and they, you know, even Bush Sr. bragged about that. Remember, he didn't want to go to Congress. He came and got a token approval in 1991, you know, for the Persian Gulf War. But he says he got his orders from the UN. He didn't need to go to Congress. He eventually did. And he even used the word. That was the first time I heard a president use the word New World Order. Anybody that used that had to be a conspiracy nut. But there Bush was saying, well, this is what we need to do for the New World Order. And they used that, you know, of course, when they gave us the WTO. Oh, the New World Order is marching on. And the New World Order is certainly looking at this monetary crisis. We want, you know, the Constitution, we want sound money, we want gold money and honest money. At the same time, the internationalists are planning, you know, for their international fiat currency.
Stay there. Let's come back with that, Congressman. Quick break. We'll be right back with Ron Paul.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One-Day Diet. Great-tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One-Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One-Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we've only got 10 minutes with him once the bell rings for the vote. So we got Congressman Ron Paul joining us, obviously needs no introduction. We were just talking to him a few minutes ago. If he just joined us, we were raising this point of Obama becoming the first sitting president to be sitting on the UN Security Council as the head of it, violating Article 1, Section 9. Now, not even getting a token authorization of force or resolution from Congress, following UN orders to launch that attack in less than 48 hours. We were talking about this really being the biggest move yet for the New World Order, and then we were getting into, Congressman, how we want more liberty. We don't want dollar devaluation. We want Congress in control of currency and credit. But instead, the banksters you were mentioning, they want something else. They're openly calling now for a world government, an IMF, World Bank, Bancor, global currency. Can you speak to that, please?
Yes, and I think the evidence is mounting about our concerns about the dollar, you know, crashing. Prices are going up. They've been going up. But I thought it was very important today that Bernanke, you know, in his sweet talk, admitted that, prices are going up. We'll have to watch this very carefully in case we have to do something. Of course, all the damage has been done over the last 3 years because they doubled and tripled the money supply, and that's where the problem is. So they know what we know and what we talk about. They know that the dollars, the days are limited, and we plan and hope that we can restore constitutional money and hard money and sound economic policy. At the same time, the crisis that's coming, the new world orders, the world people, they see it as an opportunity to move one step forward. They go to war, and they go to war under NATO and United Nations, not by the Congress. But they want also, because ultimately the big one is control of the money. So they are making their plans to have a worldwide fiat currency, the IMF World Bank operations. But they have a long way to go, because that still is fake money. It's fiat money, and they have to defy the marketplace. I mean, they may make the attempt, and they may be able to cause a lot of harm in the meantime. But ultimately, sound money wins out. Just hopefully we do our job, and liberty wins out over the tyrants.
Congressman, looking at what's happening around the world, and the French basically invading Ivory Coast, these moves into Libya with the special forces advisors there. I mean, I've even seen statements out of NATO and others that this is a great day for globalism, a great day for world governance, that now the UN, if rebels in any country rebel, the UN can pick and choose and decide whether to have a resolution to basically back the rebels and bomb them. I mean, that's really a flimsy face, in my view, over neo-colonialism.
Yeah, it's just a change, and it's not going to work for them, no matter how hard they try and how many temporary military victories they have. It's going to be a failed system. I think Obama has the worst policy conceivable. First, he goes in on his own under UN, and then he uses our force to intimidate him. And then he says, oh, the American people must not like this, so I'm going to back off. There's no way that we won't be blamed for everybody getting killed over there, because it'll be our weapons and our money, and if they need us, we're going to go back in. And already they do have our CIA agents in there, and we've handpicked a guy that lived over here for 20 years. We've sent him over. But it's messier than that. They can't iron this out. They think they've ironed it out in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're nowhere close to it, even in Iraq. I think that's a terrible mess. But here we are over assisting the rebels in Libya, and already it's well known that Al-Qaeda has infiltrated the rebels in Libya. So they're doomed to fail, and the bankruptcy will bring us to our knees. Let's just hope we can put it back together in a lot better shape than we have it now.
Well, as you know, Congressman, and because you've cited his work quite a bit, Michael Scheuer, the former head of the Bin Laden program at the CIA, chief analyst, just 2 days ago on CNN, he said, look, you guys are putting out pure theater. So is Hillary. So is Obama. This is absolute garbage. There is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is the core of this group. And it turns out that even the guy trained in Virginia admits that he sent troops previously to Iraq to kill our soldiers. So we're told we got to be in Pakistan looking for 100 Al-Qaeda total in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But then you have thousands of admitted Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb there in North Africa, and they're now our allies. This is beyond 1984.
Yeah, no, it's total insanity. And the one thing we know, it will fail. But how many people are going to suffer in the meantime? But it will serve its purpose in many ways by bringing us to our knees. And some of them, like the opportunity, they don't let emergencies go to waste. They take advantage of it. And that's why they think they can advance the New World Order and one world government under these conditions. But, I think communications these days are such that our message is spreading, and I hope we're going to be very good competitors with the one worlders.
Well, that's my next point. We were talking during the break about how Fox even admits to you, well, we have you on because the listenership, viewership goes up. There's still a free market of ideas. And Cass Sunstein and others, and now we've seen Senator Graham with the foolish Koran burning, saying maybe we should restrict free speech on Face the Nation. We're seeing Jay Rockefeller saying we would have been better off without ever having an internet. We see real moves and real announcements for fairness doctrine with this perfect storm of dinosaur media that's carrying water for the insiders, losing credibility, government losing credibility, and so more and more of a incentive to try to shut down our voices, but the genie's out of the bottle. What's your view on that?
Well, I think we always have to be vigilant, and I think they are going to try very hard. I think if you look at the educational system, the real competition in education is homeschooling and private schooling. And the government doesn't like that. They don't like this competition. But so far, more and more people are joining it. I think they're going to have a hard time closing us all down. I think they're going to have a hard time taking our guns. I think they're going to have a hard time taking the gold away from us like they did in the 30s. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think our side is growing and it's alive and well and more determination. Some people probably are further along in their pessimism about what we can salvage than I am. But I remain in many ways optimistic that much good can come of this. And so no matter how hard they try to suppress this, I think it's going to be impossible to do it.
Well, you're right, and that's what you've written about and spoken about for decades. If we individually live a philosophy of liberty, it's going to outshine everything around us, our neighbors, local government, federal government, and people are going to see that success and that track record of being accurate. For 30 years, you've talked about inflation, tax, devaluation. In the campaign 3 years ago, some tried to laugh at you, but now I see editorials in major papers everywhere saying Ron Paul won't get the snub this time, and that leads me to 2012. Obviously, even if you didn't get the nomination, it would be a great educational victory to have you in those debates. When are we going to be hearing an announcement, Congressman, on whether you're going to run for president or not?
Well, it can't be too far off. I would think in a month or so I'm going to have to make a final decision. Matter of fact, I may have to make a token decision on one debate. They're inviting potential candidates to go to South Carolina in May, and I'm pretty close to saying that I will come without a commitment to what I'm going to do in filing legal papers. So we're getting awfully close, and there's just a few other things that I have to iron out personally to make my final decision, but it has to come. But none of the other major candidates have made that official announcement. I'm not quite sure.
Obama, that's all, Obama.
Yeah, Obama. He's the one that got out in front of everybody else. So I guess there aren't going to be any other candidates. Maybe the other Republicans are intimidated. Maybe they think they can't beat him now that he's a popular war president.
Well, you know, sir, you're going to win in the intellectual battle. I mean, the great educational engagement you did 3 years ago, I would guess, is going to be dwarfed. I'm a little worried about your safety. I think everybody should pray for you, also financially support you. I mean, obviously, I hope you're going to have some really good bodyguards because I believe you've got a chance to actually win, sir, and then you're going to have to publicly come out when they try to steal the nomination from you like they threatened Reagan with if he didn't put George Herbert Walker Bush on. Do you have any concerns about your safety?
Well, yeah, when I get in a car and when I get in airplanes, I mean, just normal life provides dangers to us. People urged me to be cautious in the last campaign, and I didn't change things a whole lot. You can go through life being intimidated, but I think, being a little more cautious is wise, but I don't peek around every corner.
Well, certainly, you're bold and have a lot of courage. My point is, clearly, the global banking establishment, if it really looks like you're going to become president, which is now in the realm of serious reality, I mean, certainly, these people are known for bombing countries that don't have central banks they run.
Yeah. Did you see where they set up a central bank with the rebels in Libya? First thing they did, we got a couple of rebels out here. We need a central bank. That isn't insane.
Well, we're almost out of time with you,
yeah.
Congressman. I've got a few other questions for you.
Okay, we have about 3 minutes. I think we can do them.
Okay, great. So they have rung the bell now.
Yeah.
Congressman Jesse Ventura was on here yesterday, former governor. Obviously, I'm sure you've heard his announcement that if you leave the Republican Party, he'd be happy to be your VP running mate. If you run for president, well, is it going to be as a Republican?
As of now, that's mainly what I've been thinking of. But I guess in life you should always keep all options open. But right now I'm still a Republican congressman, and we did it last time as a Republican. And, there's a lot of people who get mixed messages from that because Republicans don't always stand for liberty, as you know. Parties are somewhat irrelevant to me. Whether I'm an independent, Republican, or Libertarian, I think there are vehicles for delivering a message. So right now, I am working within the Republican Party.
Congressman, looking at the TSA, are there plans on congressional hearings? Multiple states are moving to try to bar the TSA, sticking their hands down people's pants, baking people in radiation, microwaves. What are you doing to try to reverse that?
Well, one thing is that I feed a lot of information to Jason Chaffetz, who's the chairman of that subcommittee, and he is hot on that issue. He's a very good congressman, and he is outraged over it, as we all should be. And I think if people have examples, the bad examples, of that always helps, you know, visuals and pictures or anything, if they can either send it to him directly or to me, I think we can make use of that as a weapon, because there will be hearings on this.
All right. In closing, building up towards an announcement to run for president, my gut tells me you're going to do it, sir, because you understand it's just too important to get the word out. What can listeners and Liberty supporters do to start getting their engines warmed up to give you the maximum support out of the gates when and if you make this announcement?
Well, you know, in a couple of weeks, I think it's April 19th, I have another little book coming out. That might be a time for an explosion of interest. And the book does not make money for me. It goes into my foundation. So, but it's a message. It's a book talking about 50 issues dealing with, and it's called Liberty Defined. And coinciding that with an announcement could be interesting, even though those plans have not been made to do such. But it's something that people could be looking at.
Well, the day you announce, we're going to try to set up a money bomb, so and we'll poke, you know, focus people over towards the Campaign for Liberty when that happens.
Well, I have to think about that. It might have to be a political side. Campaign for Liberty is not political, so you can't do. But you can do something.
That would be the congressional coffers. Then, well, sir, thank you so much for spending time with us. Go to your vote, and God bless you, and Godspeed.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Congressman Ron Paul. We went a little bit into that break there. And, John, you think we should just fire a network break here in 15 seconds, play the last 2 minutes, or is that impossible? Yeah, well, you want to go ahead and fire the break, and we'll come back in 2 minutes? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Coming out of the break, I want to play a short clip of Jesse Ventura last night with Piers Corbin on CNN. And if you watch the full clip, because I've seen the full interview, actually listened to it in my car driving home last night at about 10 on XM, Jesse just savaged him with info after, but they cut it off to make it look like Ventura was speechless. So I want to go over some of the real evidence of 9/11 being an inside job. But before we do that, I just want to go back to the Ron Paul live interview that we just did. Think about him in Congress 16 years ago not getting one co-sponsor to audit the Fed. Last year they passed it in the House. The Senate defeated it procedurally and gutted it. Think about Ron Paul being laughed at for talking about dollar devaluation 3 years ago. Now he's not being laughed at. He is ubiquitous across TV, radio, and everybody I talk to, even liberals, like what he has to say, and conservatives love him. He really could become president, but the media, even when he won the straw poll 2 years in a row, would then talk about every other candidate but him. In newscasts, they talk about second, third, fourth place, but not tell you who won the Kentucky Derby of Republican straw polls, with the real Republican leadership there giving him standing ovations. Instead, they go over with a microphone to one small crowd in a staged event and have them boo, and then put that on the news. They couldn't pull it off this year, so they played old video from 2000 and, what was it, 2009, the year before. So they know what they're doing. They're engaging in deception, and they're going to push this idea that Ron Paul can't win. Now, listen. We got to go with the 9th and 10th Amendment. We got to take our states back, our school boards, our city councils, our county commissioners, our town councils. That's where you come in. That's where I come in. All of us together who are on the same team wanting freedom for our children and ourselves and our future. But the war is now. The fight for freedom's here. Everything we've talked about is now unfolding. The world government's openly being announced as the solution. So people that still try to laugh about world government, they're idiots. Just move on. Okay? They're not living in reality. They basically are engaged in delusions. They want to be conned. Cognitive dissidents. They're in their little comfort bubble. And they have this normalcy prejudice where I heard Glenn Beck talking about something today that I actually talk about a lot myself, and it's true, about how people on board the Titanic just said, we're going back to our rooms. There's no way the ship's going to sink. Or people on 9/11 going back to turn their computer off while the towers were burning, or going to, you know, turn the lights off and then never getting out. They just can't believe something bad's happening, so they live in total denial. It's time to get out of that denial. It's time to really historically and geopolitically get informed. And if you're not informed about this, you're a new listener, you're smart. You know all about baseball scores or all about your favorite TV shows. Stop being experts in that. Become experts in reality. Live in reality. Be involved. And understand that we're in a fight for our lives right now. The globalists have never been weaker, but they've never been stronger. They're rolling forward with their programs, and they're weak if we simply point out the crimes they've committed and the different things that they've done. It's that simple. Our credibility is rising. Their credibility is dropping. They know that. They're scared. They're concerned. They're going to try to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. We've got to get in there. And it doesn't mean you've got to save the world by yourself, but spreading the word about Ron Paul, spreading the word about our free podcast or the local AM and FM stations you're listening to, spreading the word about my books, my videos, the videos that are online, prisonplanet.tv. Pick the talk show hosts, the authors, the statesmen like Ron Paul who have a track record of accurate info and who are winners in the fight for liberty. And understand that Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not going to defeat the New World Order in a day. It is a process of having the moral high ground, having the information, and taking action and realizing that it's your destiny to make a choice. It's your destiny that you have free will. And to decide if you're going to step up to the plate and be part of the solution and be on the field in this historical fight against the collectivist, against the mega rich that use big government to consolidate wealth and domesticate the population. As we go into this depression, the hordes of people on government payrolls or government contracts or welfare, and that's the defense contractor people and the welfare queens, all of them, the teachers, the banksters, they don't see it as a choice. This is their livelihood. Their pensions have already been stolen. And the globalists are going to sick them on what's left of America, blaming liberty and freedom for what's happened when it's the opposite. No one can deny we're losing freedom. No one can deny the fruits of this tyranny are extremely painful and destructive. And so now is the time to shout from the rooftops, the church tops, the mountaintops, the hilltops. Now is the time to start your own audio blog, your own YouTube channel. Now is the time to spread the word. Now is the time to organize. Now is the time to knock on doors and get the buzz going that there's a resistance to this. The buzz is there, but we've got to accelerate it and intensify it and redouble our efforts. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
I can answer perhaps for my brother, who's a British Army colonel. And when I discussed WikiLeaks with him, he says that the impact of releasing private memos, private reports from the military when they're in operations, is incredibly dangerous.
All right, go to my book. Sure.
I believe you agree
sure,
with that.
I agree with that. But go to my book and see. Currently, our government every year declares 16 million things top secret.
Mm-hmm.
16 million.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's about everything. So what do we get to know about?
But my point
Wait,
is...
Wait, my point is, when they're abusing what's secret...
Mm.
By classifying everything they do, the public can't see. Read in the back of the book what some of the great founders of this country said about secretive government.
Did you believe it was in the public interest that WikiLeaks reveal, for example, that Colonel Gaddafi had four mistresses?
I could care less how many women Colonel Gaddafi has.
No, but do you think, is it in the public interest to reveal that information?
I don't know. It's gossip. Doesn't bother me.
But when you were governor, you hated that kind of gossip against you and your family. In fact, you detested the media that spread any kind of gossip
about
your family.
They didn't spread gossip about my family.
They did about your son, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they trumped up charges on
them. Right, but what I'm saying is that kind of family gossip, private life stuff, isn't that where the line should be drawn with WikiLeaks? Why do you support everything they put out there?
Given that
you were so vocal about any private material coming out about you.
Then why is it okay for our why is it okay for them to expose my private stuff?
I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying if you felt strongly that your private life was your private life, however much you think badly of Colonel
Gaddafi...
Well,
somebody had to write about it, didn't they?
Why is Gaddafi's private life public interest?
What you're at here is a classic example of killing the messenger, not the message. If it wasn't written in the first place, there'd be no message, would there? So somebody wrote it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't they be the ones who have put America in danger?
The ones who wrote it? No, because the whole point of being a diplomat is that when you report to your governments around the world...
When diplomats have to sit and lie, when they have to write things that people aren't allowed to read, and if they do read, they take offense to, well, I would say that's part of the big problems of the world today.
Which were the lies in WikiLeaks?
I don't know.
You just said they were lying.
I didn't say they were lying.
You said it's a sad day when diplomats lie. Where were they lying?
I'm saying when they're saying bad things about other people. They wrote it. All it was exposed.
My point was it may not be lies.
So in other words, Pierce, you figure let government keep everything secret.
No,
it's all okay.
No.
It's all okay.
No,
because somebody in government has deemed this top secret.
But
so therefore, hands off.
I don't.
Because we don't dare know what
okay.
Don't put words
does.
In my mouth.
That's the clip about secrecy. There's another clip up on CNN where he says, well, you've got a conspiracy theory that the government was involved in 9/11. And he says, did George Bush blow up the towers? Did George Bush know? And he says, no. But Dick Cheney had knowledge of it. And, of course, Ventura's book has the stand-down order signed in June 1st, where they took the shoot-down power for the first time in modern history away from the military. It was their default to shoot down aircraft. And they just told him, hey, that's the way it is. And then days after 9/11, they gave the power back. And then Corbyn, on the CNN clip they put on the web, cuts it off there, and Ventura can never respond. But Ventura went on to talk about how Norman Panetta was in the bunker and watched Cheney, saying the order still stands to basically not shoot down the aircraft. And Ventura went over, and it's in his book. In fact, I'm trying to find it right now. He also went over the order itself that we have a copy of months before, saying to the military, you can't shoot down aircraft now. Before they had that default position, if one was hijacked or going to be flown into a building, they said that you have the default to do that. Just like with Payne Stewart, they had the authorization already set to do it if need be. But they tied their hands. In fact, let me just get the actual page of this. It's page 216 in his new book, by the way, that's available at Infowars.com. Page 216. And I'll show folks a document cam shot of that. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff instruction, aircraft piracy, hijacking, and destruction of derelict airborne objects. And in the cancellation of the document that was in place and then reauthorized in 97, but in place in, when NORAD was set up in 1957, it goes on to cancel CJCSI3610.01 that authorized and had the default position for the Pentagon under NORAD control to shoot down any aircraft that were planned to be used as weapons or that were derelict and going to be crashing into population centers. That's why they followed Payne Stewart's plane just a few months before 9/11 and followed it for a long period of time with their AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles ready. But when it was going into a rural area in a cornfield, they made the decision not to shoot it down. They didn't need to get a Dick Cheney authorization. But on that morning, Dick Cheney was there in control, not just signing this order June 1st and giving it to Rumsfeld months before 9/11, but he was there that morning in control in the bunker to make sure and to say, no, the order still stands. But let's go ahead now and play that Ventura 9/11 clip. Here it is.
Let's move to 9/11. Your theory of 9/11 is what?
My theory of 9/11 is that we certainly, at best, we knew it was going to happen. They allowed it to happen to further their agenda in the Middle East and go to these wars.
So just to clarify, President George Bush knew that 9/11 was going to happen, that 3,000 people were going to get murdered.
They had all the information. If you looked at the NSA documents, If you look, well, put it to you this way. The August 6th memo was pretty clear.
But do you genuinely believe, Jesse Ventura, that President George W. Bush knew 9/11 was going to happen?
No.
Why do you say that?
No.
Well, why do you say it?
But I believe Dick Cheney knew it.
Really?
Yep.
You believe he knew it was going to happen?
I believe they had a good... Well, why did John Ashcroft quit flying commercial planes that summer and switch only to private planes? Why did that happen?
You don't honestly believe these people knew. I don't believe you believe that. You don't honestly think Dick Cheney knew it was going to happen. You can't do.
Do you really believe Piers? It's not irrational.
Excuse me.
Do you really believe that evil people can't be in charge of governments? If you do, go talk to the Germans. They know a little about that, that evil people can get in charge. The governments are run by people. People can be bad.
So Dick Cheney is involved. Ashcroft's involved. All these people got together and planned 9/11. Come on. Madness.
Oh, that's madness. But you'll fully accept that 19 Islamic radicals armed with box cutters taking orders from a guy in a cave in Afghanistan could defeat our multi-billion dollar air defense system, which the Russians couldn't do.
Jesse, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Really?
Unfortunately, they exposed a massive flaw in Homeland Security.
And what was it?
The flaw was that these guys had been training and often aiming to go one way, aiming to land planes in a certain manner, in fact, not even land them, wanted to take off but not land. All these were clues that this was a weird set of circumstances. I'm afraid that's exactly what happened. And the trouble being a conspiracy theorist, I've got great respect for you, and your book's very readable. The problem is, once you start buying into these theories, you never stop. And with the internet these days, there's a theory about everything.
So they don't let Ventura respond there. They just let Piers Corbin have the final word. Ladies and gentlemen, FBI agents in Phoenix, in Florida, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, in San Diego, all said these guys are wanting to basically hijack planes and fly them in the World Trade Center. That was in a memo. And the FBI agents were then reprimanded for continuing their investigations. Now, who were the hijackers? Well, I have Newsweek. I have Associated Press confirming. I have the dean of the Defense Language School, the colonel, came out and said, these guys trained at my school. These guys were government agents. I don't know exactly what happened, but they were trained at military bases and they were trained at my school. See, that's what Ventura has in his book. He's got the stand down orders. He's got things like Northwoods and Tonkin where they staged events or talked about staging events. It's in an Army field manual that WikiLeaks put out 4 years ago that the Pentagon admits is real. They want to prosecute whoever released it, where they teach Army captains in black ops how to stage terror. I mean, it's been declassified in Vietnam that our military early on when they were advisors in 60, 61, 2, 3, the CIA would stage terror attacks. Graham Greene in The Quiet American put it in a fictional account in his book, but that's a true story. That's how they get this stuff out, past the censors. They do this. Hitler did it. The Russians do it. The Czars did it before the communists. This is the oldest trick in the book. Nero didn't like the Christians. He burned part of Rome and blamed it on them and then rounded them up and killed them. It's a frame-up. You ever heard of a frame-up? It's like somebody, let's say somebody, you know, this happens in business all the time, doesn't like you in your office. So they put marijuana in your cabinet, in your file cabinet, and then tattle on you. I mean, you don't understand. I mean, it's been declassified, actually leaked, and they admitted it was accurate. The White House memo, the Downing Street memos, 2002, George W. Bush in meetings with Tony Blair saying, look, we're already going in. We got to fix the intelligence. I don't care if there's not WMDs. We've got to lie. And they lied about WMDs and that he was going to try to nuke England and could nuke England within 45 minutes. And they lied about anthrax and said it was made in a bathtub somewhere. It turned out it was the most weaponized U.S. anthrax, so weaponized it wasn't even known to exist and part of a secret Fort Detrick program. Then they tried to frame four patsies. The fourth patsy wouldn't play along, so they took him and drugged him and killed him. And it was a minor footnote that the last guy, who they wouldn't even give a trial, killed himself in a mental institution with over-the-counter Tylenol. And then Dr. David Kelly, the head of the British inspectors, comes out, tells his friends, they've told me they're going to kill me and put me in the woods if I don't shut up. A week later, he's found dead. The police come up, and four men in black uniforms run away from the dead body. This is in the British news. And his wrists are slit with no blood, and they say he died from that with no blood there. And all these top doctors that have who examined him said, no, he was killed. No blood. And he had two undissolved pills in his stomach that they crammed down his throat after they'd killed him. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, he said, they're going to kill me. And people still say, oh, no, he wasn't killed. And it's taken 6-7 years now for over 80% of the Brits to believe he was murdered. Diana, a month before she was killed, gave a videotape to her butler. This is in the British news, saying, Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. A month later, she's dead in a fake auto accident. They keep her there because she wasn't dead in the accident for 45 minutes while they attended to her and then drove slowly to the hospital and she was dead on arrival. Then she didn't just trust her butler. She gave to friends written letters saying, Charles said he's going to kill me. This would be like if I got on air and said, this person says they're going to kill me this way, and then I'm killed that way. People say, oh, no, he died in an automobile accident. That's how dumb they think you are. And, I mean, to go over the evidence of 9-11, we cover it in my film, Martial Law, 911, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. We cover it in my film, Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror. We cover it at nauseam in Road to Tyranny, all these films. We break it down, but not just 9-11, all these other events. And we told you the Patriot Act would be used against citizens. We told you, and now it is. We told you TSA would start being on the streets. Now they are, because they told us they would do all of this. And Ventura has a lot of courage. I don't agree with everything. I don't agree with the arguments I've had with him in private, that, well, I haven't seen God, and why would God let all these bad things happen? And so, but I know he's a real guy who really is bona fide. I mean, I know him personally. I spent a lot of private time with him. He's real. And that's got to be admired. It takes a lot of courage for him to get up and say, yeah, Dick Cheney was involved. Now, Corbin never let him get into his evidence, but it's all covered in the book, Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, available at InfoWars.com. We've got combo deals with this book where you can get one of my best-selling films for free when you order the book at InfoWars.com, along with Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, with Mark Dyson, his great work, and please support alternative media. Now, we've got coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, the Liberty Dollar head, Bernard von Nahaus, who I've interviewed many years. He's now been convicted of creating a counterfeit currency, though he publicly said, this is silver. I think we should start bartering in it. The Federal Reserve note is a fraud and bad. So that'd be like if you opened a hamburger place called Bob's and somebody else had a hamburger place called David's, and you advertised that your burgers were bigger and juicier than David's, and then David went after you for copyright infringement, saying the name Bob is David. I mean, you know, the whole point is the entire move by the Liberty Dollar over 15 years was to say the dollar's being devalued, get into silver and gold. And you've got countless mints. You've got state governments getting ready to issue their own silver and gold. And you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to engage in barter. But this is a big court case. And they said in the court case, I have the AP, that he was a terrorist. And the Southern Poverty Law Center ran out and said, yes, he's a terrorist. He's horrible. He's bad. He deserves this. So that's now terrorism. And you heard Peter Schiff in the first hour saying this is a move against alternative, real silver and gold-backed currencies because the dollar's plunging today. Oil has had its super spike that is now intensifying. Gold skyrocketed, silver skyrocketed. To give us the numbers as we go to break, Ted, where is silver and gold right now?
Well, hang on a second. Let me just refresh here real quick. Okay, silver hit a high today of 39.25. Gold hit a high of 14.55. Silver currently right now 39.14. Gold is at 14.51.50. So very strong. I mean, for Ben Bernanke to come out and say there's no inflation except for in commodities, which, I mean, what else do people need? We need our food. We need our shelter, clothing. I mean, it's just absolutely asinine what he's coming up with here to say that we don't have problems. I mean, obviously there's big problems. I mean, Portugal is going so far down the way that the insurance to cover Portugal.
Now they're saying Spain's going down. And again, what's the answer? Give the bankers trillions of European and American tax money. That's what Bernanke for years fought, was that most of our trillions of dollars of taxpayer money went to Europe, and then private corporations like MSNBC, at the time owned by General Electric, and the head of General Electric now is the head of the Economic Council, getting waivers for all his coal plants and shutting down his competition, and Obama's people get waivers on not having to buy insurance. So that'll shut down their competition. I mean, this is total lawless criminality. And now they're saying, hey, we might want to go after people that have gold and silver. Well, you know what? Great. You don't just give into that fear. You know you get the gold and silver because they're starting to creep towards going after it. But you heard Ron Paul earlier in the hour. He said they're not going to get our gold and silver. Let me tell you a little story. My mom's grandfather owned a car dealership in Dallas. He didn't turn his gold in. We'll be right. He told Roosevelt, take a hike.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
One small correction. This is the type of mistakes I make. I always get names crossed. It's not Norman Panetta. It's Norman Manetta was the head of transportation and witnessed Cheney's stand-down. We're going back to Ted Anderson, and then I'm going to open the phones up for the first 30 minutes of the next hour with a lot of key news ahead of Mr. Nuthaus joining us to talk about his conviction for evil silver dollars. Up at GCNlive.com, guess whose wife owns a chain of clinics specializing in drug tests? We're going to be breaking that down later in the next hour, and then the government's pushing to make you get those drug tests. Also, Jesse Ventura exposes a 911 stand-down order, Steve Watson's latest article at GCNLive.com. Why did the Fed bail out the Bank of Libya? GCNLive.com. U.S. companies shrink packages as food prices rise. Ron Paul was talking about that earlier, and so was Schiff. That's GCNLive.com. EPA to raise limits on radiation exposure while Canada turns off fallout detectors. That's at GCNLive.com. Ron Paul, the Fed undermines policy. That's at GCNLive.com. And a lot more. Going back to Ted Anderson, we're going to cover some of that news coming up in the next hour in more detail. Ted, look, I called you this morning and I said, listen, you're offering three silver dollars, and with silver at $39, what's three times 39, that's almost 120 bucks. And most places are going for 44 because there's got to be markup added. A lot of these have numismatic value. In fact, the ones you have do as well. And you get the free shipping in three of my films. That's got over $170 value for $110. But you did, this is silver you bought when it was lower. You are about to sell out. You're extending it one more day. It'll go up a little in the next few days. Still be a great deal. But tell folks about the different specials you've got, Ted.
Well, that's just it. I mean, your Endgame video, everybody's wanting to know what's going on with the Fed. Get Endgame, and you get three of those videos. That's one of them, and you get three silver dollars to go with it. I mean, obviously, Alex, I can't keep selling this stuff at 110 delivered. And, you know, silver dollars are trading well over 40 bucks a piece. They cost me a lot more than that to buy. I just, you know, I need to say, if you're procrastinating, my gosh, get into silver and get into it now. I mean, the commodity prices are rising. Gold, 1455.30. I mean, the franc coin at 311 and getting a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. I mean, it's like going back to $600 gold. That's a really good buy.
But, I mean, Ted, just to be clear, though, you're selling these coins at basically $31 a piece, and silver is where today?
Well, silver right now is trading at 3,39.21. It's seen a high today of 39.25.
Okay, so these are silver dollars selling everywhere else $40, $42, $44. You're selling them for $31 a piece with the free shipping on top and the three films on top. So that's over $170 value for $110. Here's the number, folks. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You also have the $20 value, Creature from Jekyll Island. Even if you already know all about the Federal Reserve, folks, give it to somebody because you're getting the silver dollar at below cost with a free book on top. How much is that deal?
Yeah, well, $31, I mean, just do the math. I mean, the book itself, if you go to Barnes & Noble, you're going to pay $24 for the book. Silver dollars right now are over 40 bucks. I mean, it's simple. We're delivering them for $31. I need to change that, but I've got commercials running all across the United States. And frankly, I'm so impassioned by trying to bring down the Fed, I feel like I should just keep doing it as long as I can.
I'll just be honest. I mean, Midas has a lot of great deals, but internally, the brokers think you're crazy. And I know why you're doing this. You shot a national TV ad a year ago, and the deal was good then. Now it's a bad deal. You're going to have to pull those TV ads. You're going to have to stop this, Ted. But it's still going today. 800-686-2237. There's a whole list of radio specials on gold, silver, silver half dollars, fifth ounce gold coins, ounce coins, maple Leafs, Buffaloes. There's a whole list. Tell them it's the Radio Alex Jones special to get the lower prices. Even if you got the regular price, it's very competitive. But these deals are, well, they're insanely good. 800-686-2237. Get silver at below spot, like $8 below spot, with free shipping and videos.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.